So, do you know why koalas aren't considered bears?
You're too damn small.
They're not qualified.
Fuck.
Woo!
Wait, stop it.
No way.
Stop.
No.
You're not supposed to get it.
No.
I got a backup. I got a backup.
Nope.
I got a backup.
It's too late.
Stop it. Stop, please. Come on. You're not supposed to get it.
What?
That's not fair. I'm just going to squeeze this one in then,
right?
I recently joined a nudist colony. First few days were the hardest.
Okay. You'll still get it.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Give it to him. Give him a nice pat on the back there. Welcome to the second office.
You make me burp.
I'm your host, Alec George, Doc and Sody. Sody, come on, hot. The nudist colony jokes. Only here are you getting this quality toilet humor. Look at me go.
See what you did there. That was a quality joke. God damn.
Oh, man.
We're on one.
We're after it.
High fives.
What a Wednesday.
That was a week.
Dude, I got so sunburnt. So sunburnt. You should see my
you look
shoulders.
Great. You get, it's a tan now,
wait,
though.
No.
Is it not?
Check this out.
Take your shirt off.
This sucks.
Hey, you got to save this for premium.
Take your shirt off.
Just so you know, when I'm like, hey, guys, went to the doctor.
You're
and
just tan. You're beautifully tan. Look at you go.
That's a burn.
Not at this point.
That's a
Well, a little bit.
That's a wound.
Well,
I didn't scratch that.
Is that from the sun?
I didn't fall off a bike.
Damn.
That the sun did that to my flesh. So when I'm like, hey, they found skin cancer, we're going to be like, 4th of July, man. He turned 32 that weekend. Yeah. We heard about it.
What's that? So he had a birthday?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. You're still alive?
I know, right? You're crazy feeling, thing wow. is, though, like with life comes death. So RIP Uncle Willie, too. That was a bummer of the weekend. But 90 years old, solid ride, a Marine. Cancer took part of his jaw out, and that didn't stop him. And then...
Still yeah. try his damnedest to fuck your hand up on a handshake.
Oh, dude, at 89, he could still screw up some ligaments in your hand with one of those where he clicks it back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the worst.
Do not go limp-handed at Uncle Will.
R.I.P.
He'll get you.
R.I.P. and HBD.
Forever at the lake, man. Wait, HBD.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what that means.
It is. I made a sign at work once, and it didn't go well.
What happened?
I abbreviated everything.
And you did?
I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like you do. Sounds like you're pretty familiar with this situation.
Well, apparently it means other things, too. But anyways, Doc, how's the week?
Wait.
How's the fourth?
I didn't do anything.
It means something we can't talk about on this show?
It's not. It wasn't HBD. I forget what my acronym was.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we're gonna. Didn't do shit?
No, man. Lily's 2.5. She's got a strict bedtime.
Well, sure, but we watched like a movie or something, like a 4th of July movie. Like
Doc
a classic.
Has a strict bedtime.
That's not a thing.
Doc says, okay, give me the rainbow goldfish. And then Doc takes that whole flavor blasted bag and watches
Independence Day.
No. I was going to say some prime time, you know.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wait, really?
What else do you watch on 4th of July?
Sandlot.
Good one. Yep.
No.
Sure, they do fireworks.
That's a 4th of July movie.
Yeah. They have a. Yep. Small part of the movie.
That sounds like a future
Born
Rushmore.
On the 4th of July. I've always related to the main character of that.
Rushmore 4th of July movies. Just on the 4th of July.
Hmm. All right.
Where are you doing?
I went to the cabin. Had a great time.
No, you didn't?
Yes, I did.
What do you mean?
You were there for a second.
Oh, yeah.
We had a Bloody Mary.
Yep.
You stopped.
No, I was going to say, because when I got there, Jane was freaking out.
Well, of course. Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, not in her usual way.
Little gal got too hot. It was freaking hot out this weekend.
She overheated. She had one of her little seizures.
But she was cool.
Look at her go now.
Well, luckily you guys have a pool for her. She was like, oh, no, I need my pool.
And then she was good.
Yeah,
I know.
She was fine.
Yeah,
pool,
she was good.
Pool, AC, some snacks.
Yep. She was good.
I'm the same way.
No, for us it was a cabin and a lot of true crime documentaries. We're going through a kick right now.
Oh, dude, I like to listen to ones close to the area I'm visiting.
Close to what?
The area that you're visiting.
Mm.
Like you find one like true crime documentary about Kenosha, Wisconsin when you're headed that way and it's like, frick.
And you get Dahmer.
That could be us.
Man, I really thought you said the year you're visiting.
Yeah, me too. Like, that's what I thought. On? I know. I was like, what do you know? Yes, he is a little Freudian slip. He's fucking time hopper.
That's right.
Here he goes.
We're going to be
dodging. Here he goes. 3 years ago. A lot of true crime docs that, man, you...
What stuck out to you? What was your favorite?
They kind of blend in at this point. New season of Worst Roommate Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good one.
Never seen it?
No.
Oh, dude, yeah, seriously?
It's creepy as shit.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Very manipulating. Older lady, right? But she was letting...
This is the first episode.
Elderly people live with her.
Not just elderly people.
But she was... It was a money fraud, let's just say. A lot of these people were receiving checks for disability, Social Security, stuff like that. And then she was getting the checks.
Yep.
And these people haven't been seen outside the house for quite a while. And neighbor's like, it stinks over there.
I bet it does.
Right now we're watching
the... potatoes are killing. The garden was doing very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of bodies.
Okay. I'm going to finish this thing.
Yep.
I think you should mention where these are from, by the way.
From our gal Kay at Sioux Lead Experience. Sending us some Portos.
Yeah.
But straight from L.A.
What is
Christ
Portos?
Almighty. Ooh, yeah. It's just the greatest bakery is all.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all that.
Wow. And where? Burbank, California?
Few locations. Southern California.
Yeah.
That is one of them.
Where was ours, though?
Burbank.
Yeah. Bob Hope Airport. Stop flying LAX. It's a trap.
Yep. On your way to and on your way back.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta hit it. A lot of true crime docs right now. We're watching it's that 7M management, that TikTok culty deal. It's cool. Creepy as hell, obviously. So it's this, I forget his name. I'm going to do a terrible job right now.
No, you already have. Trust me.
Yep.
We love you.
It's three episodes. It's a small series. I'm an episode and a half in.
Recovering.
And
here we go.
A girl.
Come on, man. You were on it. You were doing so good.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My brother does commentary.
No, I know. You distracted me. So,
God, what a quality.
These two sisters are dancers. They become TikTok dancers. One of them gets crazy famous. Meets a guy who knows another guy who's part of a church.
Oh,
And that's how it starts.
Of course.
One of the girls becomes really weirdly estranged from the family, and you hear all the audio from the leader, the man of God.
What's strange is usually churches encourage.
And the thing
family.
Is, all of the audio clips of this guy.
It sounds like a recent NBA story.
Well, you know the Kardashians own a church, right? Is it that one?
I don't think so.
Do you know that, though? The Kardashians own a church?
It's
huge.
Something. Robert Shin.
Oh.
All of the audio clips they play of him, this is a funny thing. And I guess maybe they go with it because they're making money. He combines, he literally is upfront about money in church. He's like, we're rich, thank you, Jesus, and shit like that.
Money's the root of all evil, but churches love that stuff.
But all of his quotes and all of, his sayings that they say, he just sounds dumb as shit. And you're just wondering, how the hell are people following him? He sounds dumb. But it's really compelling.
Who's that guy, Billy Graham or whatever? The televangelist that...
There's a few.
That's basically, what Righteous Gemstones, I think, is loosely based off of.
You told me to watch that.
Incredible.
Great.
John Goodman
as a
super church televangelist.
Christ.
They're baptizing people in a wave pool in China, and it turns on accident. That's the first 10 minutes.
That sounds great.
It's cool. Adam DeMamp.
I know.
And
I know.
Danny McBride.
Yep. Didn't it only last a season or two?
No.
Are you still going?
They did two, and they're taking a break, man. They can. It's like Curb. They're like, we'll get back to it when we want to. We know you guys want it.
Taking a break.
Give us more Gemstones.
Feel like we're
dude,
not
if you like Danny McBride in Eastbound and Down, you can't handle him in Righteous Gemstones.
Okay. It's been cut.
All right.
Wait, has it?
I'm sure. Most Gemstones get cut.
Wait a minute. Except for the uncut ones. Shout out Adam Sandler, another great movie. I see what you did there, Doc. God, you're clever.
No, season four is coming out apparently.
Frick around and find Faffo! Don't ever knock Johnny Goodman. Johnny G. Danny McB?
Keep going.
And Adam D?
Yeah.
That's G-O-A-T. Squad.
All
right.
Man.
Oh, my
there
God.
There we go. NFL?
What I'm doing is I'm testing. I want to hear that playoff music again because apparently I didn't realize I couldn't hear it last week.
You'll get it. You're ramping up. It's still early. All right. Little NFL. First, mostly RIP Kyrie Jackson.
Yeah.
That's
seriously.
That's insane.
That
stinks. You never know when it's your time.
Be safe.
Be safe. Don't
take unnecessary risks.
Don't drive cars fast when you don't need to. Sure, it's fun, but you got to be up north for that.
Well, he was a pastor.
And even then, maybe don't do it.
Go to Brainerd, dude. Go to Brainerd.
Yeah, go to the damn racetrack.
When they have open track days.
Yep.
I know plenty of guys that go fast all the time,
mm-hmm.
and it's you don't harm anybody else in doing it. It's mm-hmm. a safe, it's controlled environments. That's like crotch rockets. I love motorcycles. If I ever lived next to Brainerd, I'd buy a crotch rocket in a heartbeat.
There you
now,
go.
I would never own one now, but oh, yeah, on a
you've
track?
Always you've always been pretty anti crotch rocket.
Well, on a track with a suit where they're designed track. To be, it'd be a blast. It'd be a hoot and a half.
Sure would.
Kidding me?
So, do you guys agree with the your most famous fan that we posted earlier this week?
The guy with the purple room,
Josh Dumal. Yeah, he's on.
Like that's your most famous.
Yeah, he's
fan.
On our sports radio all the damn time.
Wait, you're yep. not talking about the Viking World Order? Those are our biggest fans.
Celebrities.
Your most famous, famous fan.
Influential is the word.
Also
for.
Up there would be Nick Swartzen.
Well, he's
a big Vikes fan.
We should check on him.
Maybe. But there's others.
No, the Viking World Order. Have you ever heard about that? The freaking mafia of super Vikings fans that got arrested for a bunch of drug charges and stuff a few years ago?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Uh-huh. Have you not?
No.
Oh man. Okay, here he goes.
I brought a laptop.
Oh, my God. You see how many tabs he's got open.
You bet, dude. It's show prep. Show prep.
And for one, like, I just wish people could see this freaking...
It's a Lenovo. They're quality.
It's a fucking space shuttle.
Say no more. It's a Lenovo.
Ah, shoot.
No internet. I love how it's a little T-Rex with no arms.
He hasn't connected yet. That's fine.
Viking World Order.
Are you guys getting... NCAA 25?
Yeah, dude, it's pre-ordered. PlayStation's ready to download it now.
Yep. You get it early?
Yeah, 3 days early.
Well, you got the premium, so you get the bundle, right, with Madden and NCAA.
Yep.
And then you get it early, you get the extra stuff, yeah. I would have no idea what that is, but...
I don't care about the extra stuff.
You're not with the next gen
early.
Yet, Sody, but...
Oh, am I not?
Are you not?
Oh, yeah.
Plastic might still be on the thing.
Get out. Dude.
You want me to leave?
Do you have a PS5?
No. Yeah. Okay. That's why I said the plastic's still on it, because it's still at Walmart.
When he leaves here tonight, he will.
Yep.
And you won't.
I'm going to come down. I'm posting the episode.
If we get a Twitch channel, I'll get one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then I can do Drew Derrick and the Road to Glory.
Your first order of business would be the reincarnation of Drew Derrick. Doc, yes. What's first order of business?
Dude, I'm just going to build a dynasty.
With?
Ooh.
So I've been debating this, right? Like, how do I start playing? Yep. I feel like you got to start from scratch, like a real coach. I'm just going to become an assistant or defensive coordinator.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
You can be a D coordinator?
Yeah.
So you want to work your way up.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's great.
I love that. So if they don't give me a random button or like you only get so many offers... I'm just going to hold that R stick up, baby. Close
no,
my
stay
eyes.
Stay home. Go Gophers. Well, Scott, you're
no, I think ultimately.
It's fun to, I'd like to choose different ones.
I think yeah, ultimately that's where I'd want to end up as the head coach. So you got to start somewhere else first and earn that job.
Think you could
job.
Take over for Peach? I don't know.
You
got to
earn that job.
I don't know.
By then, he's going to be taking over for whoever's at USC.
So.
He'll be. Oh, never mind.
I always like UCLA. I did a few things with the Horned Frogs.
After our old neighbors in California, I'd love to do West V. I don't know why. Yeah. West Virginia sounds uh-huh. great.
Yep.
Which one does the old Smoky Top Mountain song or whatever?
No, that's Tennessee.
That's Tennessee Volunteers. But
West Virginia Neyland? Does the Take Me Home.
Take me home.
Nobody's got Penn State beat Take with Mo Bamba, though.
Hmm. With what?
Their timeout song where they blast, "Where's Ali?"
Who is
with
it?
The mob. Have you not seen this?
Who does that?
That's going to be in NCAA 25.
Well, that's cool.
So you remember J.J. McCarthy was playing in Penn State for Michigan in like first play of the game. They run it like 4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And then Penn State's blast. You know that song by Mo Bamba?
Yes.
They're blast. Not. It's called whatever.
Yep.
Lou Bega, Mamba number 5. But it was so loud, and the fans are screaming it, that they had to call a timeout because nobody could hear anything. That feature, like if you play against Penn State, they're going to do that to you.
Are they going to do shaky routes again?
Shaky routes.
When you're the quarterback?
You got to sit there.
You can't see.
You have
question marks.
You'll hike it, and it'll say, like, center didn't hear you. Hike it, center didn't hear you. Hike it, center didn't hear you. Like, hike. Boom. There it comes. And all of a sudden, you're hike while he's throwing it, so now it's a bobbled pass. Oh, dude. cannot wait for this game.
Really?
Dude, and apparently
it's going to be nothing like Madden.
They've updated the passing mechanics, too, to where, like, stupid interception's not going to happen. You can drop that baby in.
Just
I remember Madden did that when you could loft or put it on a rope. Mm-hmm. I remember they did that. Yeah. But, and you can kind of aim with the stick a bit.
Yeah, with the left stick.
And, you hold X for a bullet pass. If he's on a slant and there's nobody in front of him, you Brett Favre that thing in there.
And Wrangler
jeans. If he's running away like Puka Nacua about to toe drag, you can Stafford freaking finger roll that bad boy. Oh.
Is that going to be easy, though?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for us.
On rookie.
Yeah. Oh, you learn on rookie.
Pro.
Freshman.
Pro, dude.
Oh, no, freshman. I play sophomore. Pro. I'll play sophomore.
Damn. Oh, that sounds great.
Can't wait.
Damn.
So you don't know which team?
Yeah.
Sody? He doesn't want any guava on his Pat Thick shirt.
Oh, it's raspberries.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see your shirt.
Hey, quick shout out. This is Pat Thick, available at thesecondoffice.org. It's great.
It's his butt.
Clap those cheeks. So apparently JJ McCarthy is going to be great.
Yeah.
Because Blake Cashman.
Are you allergic to something?
Blake Cashman.
There's no bullshit. Bullshit.
Sody. Blake Cashman.
Block A?
Believes JJ McCarthy is, quote, going to be a great player.
Oh.
So.
Hang on to it, guys.
You know what's crazy?
The height of the offseason and
Your dynasty.
It's right around the corner.
I will say this.
Football game's right around the corner.
I will say this. As a former football coach, you should always have everyone else talking about you. You shouldn't have to pump up your own guys. So the fact that Dallas Turner's on every, like, defensive rookie, and nobody from the Vikings are like, Dallas Turner, though. They're all kind of just like, man, JJ, he's really learning.
Is that what they're saying?
But
I've heard good days, bad days.
But you look NFL analysts and experts, they're Dallas Turner, they said, might be the best edge rusher for a rookie this year.
In the fucking league?
Great. Love that.
Can't wait.
Daniil who?
Yep.
Just kidding, it was Hunter. Was
you guys
huge.
Don't have the best pass rusher in the
huge,
league.
Huge, dude.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Once again, I just love the offseason for you guys.
Yeah,
it's
man.
All we got. It's the only time you're happy.
It's all we got.
How many Sundays we got left? 8 or 9?
I don't know. They're preseason games right around the corner.
Before what? Before you guys want to cut yourselves?
No, dude.
No, before. So
no, I have a great counselor.
We got a full season's worth of hope to get us through. This is how it starts.
And I'm a little pansy too. If I cut myself, I'd be like, ouch.
This is how it starts. We're very excited to see Sam Darnold because we're like, wow, first time he's had an offense catered to him. First time he's had an offense catered to him. That'll last what? 4-ish games before we're like, damn it, it's Sam Darnold.
I think he's going to
get
in trouble.
Let's get the
rook
in there.
He's going to get in trouble for like
a
DUI.
He's going to be a third string.
And
he's
then
not
the rook comes in.
But he's not your next guy up.
You don't think?
No.
But the roster depth charts are not real right now, first of all.
He hasn't proven himself.
Well, 10th overall pick. You kind of assume he's backup. No, I wouldn't mind if he sits all damn year. Anyways,
why?
I'm saying we got till roughly week 6 before I'm saying burn the shit down. Maybe.
Okay.
Either way. Right around the corner.
Have you got that Go Pack Go button yet, or?
I have tried.
Sounds of confetti falling from the sky?
That just like, sounds like Sody's farts.
Man. I can't get on the Wi-Fi.
Not to float this guy's boat, but this is just kind of crazy because we hate on him a lot. Best ever pass touchdown to interception ratio among QBs with 4,000 pass yards in a single season. 2018, Aaron Rodgers, 25-2. 2020, Aaron Rodgers, 48-5. 2021, Aaron Rodgers, 37-4. 2014, Aaron Rodgers, 38-5. 2011, Aaron Rodgers, 45-6. And 2019, Aaron Rodgers, 26-4.
Yeah, it's because he just throws it out of bounds if it's not going to be a pass.
But he still threw for over 4,000 yards.
Yeah, he's pretty brilliant. He's good at football, I promise you. He loses a lot of games because he won't take risks.
He has a 6th best.
Because if you have a ton of interceptions, guess what? You don't get massive contracts from teams when you're 40. If you're throwing freaking potatoes, it doesn't work.
Does Aaron Rodgers bore you these days?
Yeah.
He throws it out of bounds because that's why he runs out of the pocket. Why do you think he stays skinny?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Roethlisberger didn't have to be skinny. He was fat as shit, wearing camo duck hunting hats, smelling like frickin' Milwaukee's best, slinging, winning bowls, baby. Hey everyone, Sody with the Second Office here. I'm sure I don't have to remind you, we're entering a new age of cannabis in this wonderful state of Minnesota, and our friends over at Flipside Dispensary and Music want to be your guide to finding that perfect high. You can shop their curated selection of THC and CBD edibles and drinks, peruse their 1,500 $5 records, chill in their custom-built listening lounges, and enjoy a cannabis atmosphere that is second to none. Located directly across from Bogart's Donuts in Minneapolis, Flipside is ready to help you spark a moment of joy and vibe to the music while you do it. Find them at FlipsideMN.com or at FlipsideMN on socials. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. See you on the flip side.
Sody, traffic news in Minnesota.
Oh my God, don't get it started.
I'm gonna. I'm gonna. Go.
Tell me.
Lane splitting law goes into effect next July.
No, this July. It's already in effect. By the way, be prepared, people.
Yeah.
So when you're at a stoplight or a traffic jam and motorcycles, so it's for motorcycles you should have led with.
Yes. Well, lane splitting. So if you're on a little two-wheeler.
Did you just play the music and mute me so I can't hear it?
No.
I swear to God, if you figured
it out. I couldn't do that. I've thought about it.
Had to require a lot of figuring out how this actually works. Never mind. I'm just kidding. But, yes, if you see motorcycles filtering down, it's called lane filtering, driving past you, do not open your door or window and be like, hey, you can't do that, because they 100% can.
Yeah.
And the problem is, Minnesota is a red and white state. If for those who know, they know. And so I feel like there's going to be people who try to stop massive groups of guys that they're gonna take your mirror or a window if you tell them to not do something that's legal to do, and they're like, wait a minute, this is legal.
But not anymore?
No, like right now.
Yes.
If you're in traffic and you see 40 motorcycles.
Oh, I thought it was the opposite. Okay.
If you see 40 motorcycles driving in between the cars that are stopped to get to the front, it's 100% legal. California, it's called lane splitting.
They've been doing it. California been doing it.
Absolutely. Minnesota, it's new here.
Yep.
And so people are very used to seeing big groups of bikes just stopped in traffic and having to go, bah. Brother. But now you're going to see him go, bro. And people are going to get pissed. I guarantee you there's going to be some Karens out there going, you can't do that. And
well, so if I feel
very bad for them.
If
anything, there's going to be some guys that go, oh, hell yeah, we can.
Hey, so if anything, this helps flow traffic, right? Because then they go right to the front, exactly, next to the front of the cars, and then they can just brap right out of
and
there.
Guess what's faster every time? A motorcycle over a car.
Yeah.
Power to weight ratio.
Yep.
Every time. That's why it's brilliant. Honestly, it just shows how ancient we are with pot laws, with traffic laws, with how we vote as far as a whole state.
Who our president is?
Doc.
Oh.
He answered all the questions.
Whoa.
He knew all the answers. He did so good.
You remained
so
away.
So good.
You stayed away.
By the way,
his ice cream.
How do we start the hashtag? I want to see Joe and Don do 18 holes. I would rather watch that than Tiger and Phil.
For real. Ask them the question before they tee off.
No questions.
Come on, Netflix.
No questions.
Snap this
be
up.
Be fun mixing.
But you get to see their heart rate and a hot mic on their chest. So if one of them swings, goes, oh, damn it, my knee. You get to hear it.
Joe, before you tee off here on 17, what do you think about foreign relations with Ukraine as Russia goes in further?
No questions. Just golf. Seriously. You just golf.
I feel like that'd be great.
No, it'd be incredible. Can you imagine Joe and they're like, so, Joe, you got about 194 yards to the pin here. We've got a 7 mile an hour wind coming across the fairway. So we're going to give you a 4 and tell you to kind of hot.
he thinks he left the pitcher on the green 3 holes ago.
Yep. He's... And domo arigato, Joe Biden. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, but I think that would be, they both talked a lot of trash to each other about how good they were at golf.
Yes.
I say if you're gonna make a president elect potential actually be truthful about something, show me your handicaps of 6. I don't care where your money's invested. I don't care that your son may or may not have done illegal business dealings. You say you're a fucking, here's my F word. You say you're a fucking 6 handicap, Joe Biden, show me. I'll pay-per-view. I'll pay $100. I'll watch all 18. And if you get six,
he'll vote for you.
No, no, I won't do. I won't do that. But I won't yell. I won't yell like I'm yelling. I promise. That would be so entertaining. God,
you got his vote.
Because what do you think Trump's going to do? Back down? He would kill himself.
Kill himself
to win that golf game.
Which streaming service gets it? How much do they pay?
Netflix.
Netflix gets it?
Everything torn. He's going to be Brett Favre getting cortisone shots at the turn with a turn dog and a brew hammer.
Fucking glizzy.
Yep, they're shooting him in the back with cortisone while he's sliding the glizzy down, slamming a Milwaukee's best scene. I got a 450 par 5 coming up, and I need to be my best, young men.
And he falls on his way up there.
God.
Dodie, which streamer picks it up? How much do they pay for it?
Which streamer?
Streaming service. Doc says Netflix. I say Prime. I say Prime gets that. I say Bezos goes nuts and...
No. I think
those are kind of the options. Hulu or Max.
I was going to say, this is going to be an HBO deal. Remember when...
Yeah.
Who owned boxing growing up?
It was always on HBO.
Remember who we left prom to go watch?
Mayweather Mosley, baby.
Frick.
Yep. We ate dinner, danced one, maybe two songs, and said, I'm sorry. Well, the problem
was our dates.
It was great.
Our dates were prom. Amazing gals.
We're going to go watch.
But they were dance team members.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've ever seen what guys look like that go to prom with girls on the dance team. But when few times been around that track and I Ain't No Holler Back comes on, they have a routine for it. They're ready, and they have 8.5 minutes of dance moves going on, and we're sitting there like, well, our chicken cordon bleu's gone. There's no bar, so we're all sitting there like...
Prelims are starting.
Right? And I get a text from my brother, Mayweather Mosley starts in 4 minutes, Takate. It's going to be a three-round fight.
12.
And I'm at prom. He goes, three-round fight, dude. She won't even know you're gone. It'll be one song. So I remember George, I had my freaking old caddy there. And Georgie and I walked out, and they're like, you know, if you leave, you can't come back. And we're like, yeah, we don't care.
Like, that's fine.
The after part, I already ate my dinner. I got my $18. I know, I didn't. My guy was on the yearbook. I don't even think I paid.
You guys ate dinner at prom?
Yeah, man. We had a Hummer limo.
Thanks to you, right?
Yeah, Cowboy Tom, baby.
Yeah.
Uncle.
That's right.
Well, he wasn't my uncle at the time. He is now.
Good.
But he bought a Hummer limo because he wanted to go elk hunting with like 18 people. And you can't put 18 people in an 87 Suburban. So he got a Hummer limo and was like, just bring your guns. But when it wasn't deer hunting or elk hunting season, he brought it back to Anoka and rented it out. It was awesome.
That's nice.
God, it's a good raspberry. Anyway, so. Wow, no roll-off music. You guys must.
Really? I'm getting the next shit ready.
I've had some conversations with him recently about production.
Let me rant. Wait, is this like when Trevor said, let Sody cook? Oh, just that. Just so you know, as a percussionist, I know what that is, too. It's two felt, like, yarn-covered mallets where you dabble right on that thing, and it's like.
Man, it's not as good as when you can hear it.
We got New State Fair Foods.
Nobody cares.
What? I care tremendously.
I disagree, Doc.
So yes, 2-on-1.
What? Sody's got them ranked.
Nope. But if you look at page,
page
4.
Here's another restaurant.
Page 4. What did I write? State Fair Foods.
Man, with fireworks
here
around
go.
It.
Here we go.
You guys understood? Yeah. They are fireworks.
Are you ready?
Ooh.
Three piggy pals on a stick. How's that sound? First of all, great.
Offensive. Sounds like somebody's getting marginalized.
Anyways.
Or marginalized. Margarine?
I got it. Here. Okay.
Oh, wait. If you want one of those, I got six more.
Do we want to know what it is, Sody?
No, I honestly...
You got 33 of these to go through?
What's the word when you are a good Christian and don't do it before marriage? I abstained. I abstained from looking at the list, so this would be fun for us to do together.
Okay, good.
Abstinence. Okay. Abstinence. Abstinence is a long version of abstain.
If you think
God, I missed you. Being this close to you, it's so fun. Keep going.
All right. You guys okay?
Abstinence.
If three piggy pals on a stick sounds offensive, wait till you hear the description.
Oh, Jesus.
Three smoked sausage slices wrapped in bacon.
Smoked.
Filled with a cream cheese mix.
Why is it gonna be cream?
Drizzled with barbecue sauce.
Why is it gonna be mixed?
Why can't it be filled with barbecue sauce and topped drizzled with cream cheese?
Topped with a jalapeno sauce. God. Gluten friendly, son of a bitch.
Gluten friendly or free?
Friendly.
Mm.
What does that mean?
Yeah, right.
Filled with it?
That's for those who like. Does this have gluten in it? It gives me a headache. It's for them.
No, so what does gluten-friendly mean?
It's like, if you have celiacs, don't eat it.
What?
If you have celiac disease,
yeah,
don't eat something that's gluten-friendly. It would have to be gluten-free.
So it's cross-contamination,
it could potentially fuck you up, yes. They can't say gluten-free because it's
cross-contamination.
Potentially.
Okay. That makes more sense. But like to me, it's like, if I went to Cub Foods and got a corn dog, I consider that corn dog and everyone in there to be very gluten friendly.
Whoa. Oh, I have to get this. Chan's Eatery, Korean corn dogs.
Go on.
Hot dog mozzarella cheese, battered panko, deep fried and finished with a dusting of cinnamon sugar.
Panko?
Option to add a coating of fried potatoes, Doc, or to substitute toppings for hot Cheetos with spicy mayo. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Big boy.
Thank you, Chan's. Dude, Chan's Eatery. Can't wait.
I think that's... So write that one down, Georgie.
No.
I love the Defiance. I love the Defiance. I love it. I'm not going to knock.
It's not going to.
But that's the first one we need to go hit on the gang goes to the state fair.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Once we got these GoPro mounts.
What do you guys think of?
The fact that Georgie wants to get chin mounts for GoPros?
Mm.
Did he not tell you?
No.
No, I didn't share this
for the state fair. He wants to get a GIMP mask chin mount GoPro for eating food.
Okay.
You can't say no.
I can.
I already ordered it on Amazon.
Oh, my fucking God. Well, thank God we only have two GoPros.
Anyways. Oh, yeah, about that.
We might have a third here.
It's on the credit card.
Too.
JK.
JK. My phone would tell me.
Yeah, I know. It sure would.
Wait. We need to go see the motorcycle riders or the...
In Between the Lanes?
Nope. There's a movie out with Tom Hardy.
Yeah, you're right. That's out?
Yes.
Let's go see it.
And review it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have an album, a music album. Don't. Never mind. Do your show. I'll make it part of mine. Zach Bryan has a new album out, and it did amazing.
I was going to say, does it sound like that? Because you said, I have an album out, is what you said.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Did she just steal
our dog? She just teased you.
She just stole our dog. Please be a part of the show.
What happened?
Your wife just came down here.
Of course he doesn't notice his wife.
What did I miss?
You know your dog that was just sitting next to you? Where is it now?
Yeah. She's right here.
Is it?
She's right here.
Oh, never mind.
What did she come grab?
Did she just stick you with a dart or something?
I have no idea.
Do you feel different?
No.
God, I wish we had a camera.
I'm good.
You honestly did...
I saw her going up the stairs. I didn't see her when she was...
Okay.
Anyways.
I was going to say.
What do you guys think of this one? Deep fried ranch.
No.
It's literally it. You deep fry the ranch.
Disgusting.
Right? I'm not going to get it. That sounds bad to me. What do you dip it in? The fuck do you dip it in?
Let me ask you this, Georgie.
No.
Georgie.
It's already ranch. What do you dip it in?
If I brought you 8 string cheeses.
Yes.
And said, here, dip this in ketchup and eat all 8 of them. Would you?
No.
So deep fry them and make it marinara. Would you dust 8 mozzie sticks?
Yeah.
I feel like I would dust some deep fried ranch.
That's different, though. That's cheese and a sauce. Two different things.
So I brought you cheese and ketchup.
This is not the same. What are you talking about?
Is it? It's the keto version.
Say it again.
If I brought you 8 string cheeses, individually packaged, in their little freaking thing, with some ketchup, and I'm like, here's some mozzarella sticks. You could be like, fuck off.
Right.
But if I fried them and added some zest... and some vinegar to that ketchup and turn it into marinara, you'd be like, oh, my God, this is exactly what I want. And you'd have no problem ingesting all that cheese and all that ketchup.
This is not comparable at all to deep-fried ranch.
Is it? How much ranch do you put on stuff? You put ranch on everything, don't you?
I'm not a ranch guy. Well, I like it.
Okay, so you should have started with, I'm not eating it comma, because I don't like ranch.
My point is, that's different than string, than mozzarella sticks. That's two different things.
What's the difference between string cheese and a mozzarella stick? One got dropped in a deep fryer.
Okay.
One got breaded, added carbs on top to it, made it more unhealthy, gluten-free and now much. You'll eat more of them. Covered in gluten, fried gluten with vegetable oil, you'll eat eight of them. But if I brought you eight string cheeses, 10. You're like, that's too much.
This is a perfect example of you setting something up to sound great, because string cheese and ketchup compared to mozzarella sticks and marinara.
But I'm talking, when you're looking at...
When you're making a point about deep fried ranch?
Yes.
I'm not with you.
I'm saying that if you deep fry something, it makes it better and you want to eat a ton of it. So yes, I'm all in. I'm having deep fried ranch if I get the opportunity.
What are you dipping it in?
Marinara. Or honey mustard, honestly, if it's up to me. Because if I get fries at a restaurant, I'm getting honey mustard. You know how many different variations restaurants have for honey mustard? Every freaking restaurant does their
own
honey mustard.
Do you ever mix around your honey mustard in ranch?
No.
Well, that's what you'd be doing.
You dip your French fries in honey mustard?
I hate ranch.
That is what you'd be doing. I dip French fries in honey mustard sometimes.
All the time.
Honey mustard's probably
my
favorite.
You know where it started for me was Dairy Queen in Sorterville. I get the CSB and change store basket.
Dairy Queen has a great honey mustard.
Yep. And they'd say, gravy comes with the toast, like OBS. And they said, what do you want for your other sauce? And one day, they didn't have barbecue. So I went, surprise me. I was probably 7. Changed my life.
Yeah, I'm a buffalo guy, but.
Really?
I love buffalo sauce.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, spicy pickle? Would you have one?
I'm not a pickle fan.
Ooh. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Blazing Greek bites.
But have you ever dipped your french fries in like a milkshake?
9mm bolts. What? A french fry and a frosty?
Here you go, Doc. Yeah.
Ooh, we've talked about this. Have it's we? Elite.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
The gods one day.
Damn it. I was so excited to show this to you, but I can't now because it's chicken related. I'm not even going to. This looks great.
That's cool. Now,
Papa Benny?
Yeah, he'll pop a Benny.
Buffalo cheese curd and chicken tacos. Worth a Benny?
I feel
fried like buffalo flavored cheese curds.
I feel like if I'm at the state fair eating food, I have to take a Benny just to be safe.
And sure. And chicken topped with blue cheese slaw.
How much of this stuff's chicken friendly?
Drizzled with buffalo sauce.
I want to know how much of this shit's chicken friendly, George.
I don't know.
Are you guys chicken friendly?
Well, I'm serious. They're frying corn dogs in the same place they're doing chicken and waffles?
Yeah, I'm dying.
Is that corn dog chicken friendly? Will that fuck you up?
We're going to die today.
We're dying.
I think it's only fiscally responsible that we have to chaperone Doc every time he goes to the state fair this year. You're driving.
You get a crab boil? Wow.
Just say yes.
Wow.
Oh, okay. My God.
I could look. There's a deep fried ranch. Here's a deep fried ranch. Ranch dressing filling. Here it is. Ranch dressing filling made with ranch seasoning, buttermilk, and cream cheese. So they kind of solidified a little cream cheese.
I love buttermilk.
In a panko shell.
Deep fried
and dusted with ranch powder.
Georgie knows how I feel about panko.
Oh, okay.
Anything in panko, I'm in.
My question is answered. Served with a side of hot honey sauce.
Duh.
Crafted with Crybaby Craig's hot sauce. Great hot sauce.
Huge local. Fan of Crybaby Craig's.
It's great.
Introduced to it at Fat Nat's Eggs for breakfast. Oh, by the way, Georgie, you know I'm starting a new thing? Doc's got cool t-shirts?
Yeah.
I'm wearing bar hats.
That's a great thing.
Did you see mine?
Show it. Show everyone.
It's the River Inn in Hanover.
Good one. Not familiar.
Are you serious?
Not familiar.
You ever been to Big Boar Barbecue?
What do you give it out of 10?
River Inn?
Yeah, rate that bar.
So, wait, are we gonna be ranking every bar?
We should.
Yes.
We really should.
Okay, so, I don't know why. I mean, every time I say that, I picture Nick Kroll saying, that's a stretch, queso, from Sasha's Party. Georgia gets it.
It's a great one. Yeah.
So, River Inn has had a tough time. They were the spot in Hanover. Don't ask for a review and then give me the music, please. I know. But I just,
you got a solid.
I don't know
you got
when,
a solid
when the teeter totter tips for you.
You got
sometimes.
30, 40 seconds.
Okay, so for a long time, the River Inn was the only place to get a decent sit down quality meal and a beer in the town of Hanover. Big Boar Barbecue showed up. I don't know if you've been there.
No.
Seriously? Oh, Doc. George? Seriously?
Not familiar.
Where do you guys get barbecue? Like actual barbecue on a wax paper, just a pile of brisket, pulled pork, beans, coleslaw. Where do you get barbecue?
Nowhere. Looking for a place.
Yeah, seriously. Looking. Tell me. What better time to indulge than summer? And where better to indulge than with some island luxury? Bermuda is a perfect escape for the everyday hustle and bustle. With its stunning pink sand beaches and clear turquoise waters, this is a picture-perfect paradise that will take your breath away. Discover Bermuda by reaching out to Kay at Sulit Experience, SulitExperience.com. Is this okay. It?
Remember that baitcaster chat we had a long time ago?
Let's relive it.
So we're many. You come up to Big Boar. Anyway, so for barbecue, it's Big Boar. But River Inn, everyone is happy there. You can go there and be a vegetarian, gluten-friendly, freaking just salt of the earth. And you're going to have a good time. They actually just redid. They added like a outdoor shed with garage doors that go up, patio. So I went there to watch some playoff hockey. I think it was game 6, actually, of Carolina-Edmonton. And they had restructured their whole outdoor patio. They had bonfires, all this kind of cool stuff. Really keeping up with the times. And I was like, I want a hat. And I was like, how much is that trucker hat? And she was like $18. I'm like, are you serious? Cabela's at 36. I'm in. And I realized, I'm like.
You're like, I'll take 2.
Buyers are going to sell you hats for half the cost. Because if you're in Cabela's, you're already there. You're supporting the brand. If you're at, you know, River Inn in Hanover, they want you wearing that everywhere. So they're going to make it cost effective and easy for you. By the way, we should do some giveaways.
Yeah.
Would love
to. You want
to
get that going?
Well.
You're the bar hopper.
I am not.
You sure are.
What do you mean?
I mean a church gave away an AR-15 as part of a 4th of July raffle.
Where was I?
Yeah. Seriously.
Dude, you know my Reamer gave away an ATV, and I didn't win.
Ooh. Who won?
I don't know, but I'm going to find him.
Someone, I was going to say, did someone just like...
Or her. Maybe. Oh, speaking of that, you know how non-binary people murder someone? They slash them.
Sorry. A church in Tennessee held a raffle over 4th of July weekend to give away an AR-15.
Is it soaking in a little?
That's all I'm going to say. But yeah.
Come on.
How long have we been doing this?
Oh, too long. Too dang long. Not as long as you think, I bet. Oh, yeah. No,
less
true.
Than a year. It feels like 10.
Good. No, I see what he was doing. 40. We're going to clip that for you.
What do you mean? Is that offensive?
That's going to be everywhere
for
you.
No, but we're trying to be mindful of timestamps. So
skateboarders do this, just so you know. Okay. Clip. Even when I'm fishing, I'll have a pike hit a lure, and it pops out of the water, and I go, ow! And I go, like, that might be funny later.
Yep. Good point.
Well, that was like...
We could do that.
Earlier.
From now on.
Yeah. When Georgie sent 35 minutes, and Doc and I are like, what are we 35 minutes late for?
Here? For reference, our last YouTube video. Check it out. At 35 minutes, it gets good.
No, it doesn't, because I can't hear...
It gets great.
...the soundboard when I'm at...
Sody chose to be off-site.
At the basement.
Totally fine. Totally within his rights. That just means he can't hear what we play through the soundboard. And it was great. It was a great moment.
I do think the fans are the only ones that benefit from that. And you two. Because you two had
for
a blast.
Sure. It was great.
But
was
I thought I was being really heard.
You were.
By my entire,
with the hands
my
and
entire
everything.
Audience. I'm like, oh my God, they love me. They really love me. They're finally letting me just rip.
Yeah, we.
And then
yeah.
I watched it back. And it's Angel Reese over here.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, what else? Hey, speaking of Mott's tits, 50 cent Mott sticks at Applebee's.
Mott's tits? You said Mott's
cent
tits.
Mott's tits.
I'd like to. I can't wait to look back. Wait.
Yeah.
You said Mott's tits. And I hope if YouTube still has their auto captioning, they say
that's
tits.
Mott's tits. Applebee's launches 50 cent mozzarella sticks deal for limited time, available through July 28th.
Well, you know why?
So we got to go.
What's the cheapest thing you can get at Walmart?
cheese.
String cheese.
String cheese. No, it's not. Not these days. What?
Bullshit.
Cheese and cheese in general.
Low moisture part scan.
Cheese in general.
What?
Is it expensive?
Fake. Everything's fake now. Well, when's the last time you bought a watermelon?
Been a while.
The rubber. Wait. It's
been a while. Been a while.
So, like produce, like this stuff. I literally, this is the summer of buying produce. Did you see the new study on water bottles?
Tell me.
No, you don't want to know.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
So, you know how I told you I went to a gas station and could not find a case of water that wasn't spring water?
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
I swear the government's following my buying trends. And that now there's a new report. No matter if it's spring water, purified, anything, every bottled water has about a million, what? Freaking tiny particle plastics or plastic particles in them.
Oh, yeah, we said that. Yep. Microplastics.
Fiji. Microplastics.
Even Fiji, huh?
Are we not? That you, cured cancer.
You swear by Fiji.
I love Fiji. Mm. Fiji's the greatest water ever invented. But now, so you know what's crazy? What? Georgie and I, when we lived in L.A., we would store our water in a glass bottle. And we literally, I swore that it tasted better. It was a Grey Goose bottle. We scared the shit out of Carl the first time he came over. I'm like, you want a drink? He's like, sure. And I pulled this fucking
started chugging
175 of Grey Goose that was filled with water out of the grit and just did about half of it. I'm like, here you go. Second half's yours. And Carl's like, oh my God. It is 9:30 a.m. I'm like, yeah, football starts at 10, player. Here we go.
It is a great part about the West Coast, football at 10 a.m.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Unabashed, I'll tell you how Carl came in clutch after. Carl, I know you see this. We miss you.
Kinda. That'd be great for Unabashed story time.
No, we can't talk about that.
Patreon.com/secondoffice.
Wait, we have a Patreon?
Yeah, patreon.com/secondoffice. Okay.
What is that?
That's patreon.com/secondoffice.
So patreon.com/secondoffice/secondoffice.
What is it?
That is our premium content. You get to hear Sody talk about all the shit that he's been talking about all episode, and we've just been letting him go.
Dude, so just, you know. But
so there's a taste.
By the way, during setup.
The real thing.
And all your Rushmores?
And all my Rushmores.
Wow.
Patreon.com.
We're going to start hitting record on this freaking GoPro a lot right when I get in here. Because I feel like half the stuff I unload on you guys just like...
Yeah, you come in hot every time. And yeah. We ask, can we hit record? And you're like, nope. Because it's usually pretty sensitive.
Well, I have a lot.
But it's all right. You're a sensitive guy.
And that's okay.
Thank you,
Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban turned 25 years old. The book released 25 years last week.
Mm. Speaking of that.
Believe it?
Yeah, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Fucking insane.
So one time...
I'm 31. You're 32. 33? Look at us go.
That's all right.
Are you 30? Are you older than me?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I know it's hard to believe I'm that good looking, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a day over 24.
Seriously? Man, you're doing great. Look at your skin retention. Anyway. So one time.
Do we have an HR department?
So one time I was at Bunker Emily? Beach Church. I was at Bunker Beach, right?
Yes, you were.
And as I was about to get on this water slide, remember they had a red and a yellow one.
Oh, I remember the red and the yellow.
I always rode the yellow, and I finally went on the red one time. And so I was about to ask him, like, what kind of ride am I on this slide? And then he immediately goes, hey, if you're served, you know, roast beef, chicken, peas, and carrots, do you mix it all together or do you leave them separate? And then he's like, do you think Prisoner of Azkaban is the number one Harry Potter? And I replied with, How long will I slide? I separate my sides. I don't believe it's best.
Doc, you get it. Okay, I'm going to do it then.
How long will I slide? I separate my sides. I don't believe it's best.
And that's copyright infringement.
No, it's not. Not if we do it. It's original. Guess whose original audio that is? Us. MF-er. Let's go.
Greatest high five.
God.
Yeah, there went any monetization.
Seriously?
It's going to triple.
No, dude, if that's what we get in trouble for, that's bitching. That's so cool. Cease and desist from some dude. Brian. Brian. Oh, God, Brian. You're so scary. No, but if the Red Hot Chili Peppers are like, not cool, dude. Yeah. I'm like, we are not worthy. Oh, I'd love that. Spice my pepper up, Flea. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Hey, they're going to be here in like
That's right.
10 days.
That's right. They sure
dude,
are.
Sum 41, Red Rocks.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
I'm going. You want to come with?
You driving out?
We're going.
Let's go.
Are you guys coming?
My family, me, my parents, my wife, had tickets to the Red Rock to see Cheap Trick opening for Eric Clapton.
Seriously?
Yeah. Would have been great. Canceled. Weather.
Mm. What was your last concert before COVID that got canceled? Do you want me to tell you mine?
Yep.
Cody Jinks opening. Or no.
Oh.
Tyler Childers opening for Sturgill Simpson.
Sturge?
At the Armory.
Sturge is great.
Canceled. Cal was like, you and Dad are going to the concert. My treat for your birthdays. And my dad and I are like, oh my God. Your firstborn is such an incredible child. Look at him. Look at him go.
Sturge
and then
is great.
COVID.
Sucks. Sturge is great. Mm. Listen to more Sturge. Okay. NBA.
Why?
Because some cool
it's
things.
Over.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Is. Okay, basketball.
It's done.
I'm going to say basketball then.
All right. Olympics.
Exactly.
We're talking Olympics.
I'm first talking about Anthony Edwards.
Did Caitlyn Jenner make
with
the team?
With Adidas.
Did Caitlyn Jenner make, no. make
she,
the team?
Did she try?
I mean, Caitlyn Clark.
Was that real? Yeah. That's hilarious.
No, it's a bit. It's a bit.
Okay.
That's a bit.
It's a bit.
All right. Anthony Edwards. Multi-year contract extension with Adidas that sources say reaches 8 figures annually.
Say his quote.
That is a minimum.
Say his quote.
It's
the coolest thing I've ever heard an Olympic NBA player.
Bring your ass.
No.
He's got so many, dude.
No, do you see his quote? About
him being...
They asked, who do you want to see on the Olympic team with him? Look that up.
What do you say?
Look up Anthony Edwards' Olympic team quote.
There's a lot already.
No, it's incredible. I love this kid. And when he said this, oh. You know when
about
they said,
him being the number one
You know
option?
When they said in the moment the Grinch's heart grew 3 sizes? When he said this, his nuts did that.
He's the number one option?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Love that.
Yeah, that's great.
Huge.
Yeah, he said he feels like they got to work around him. Fucking, yeah. I was way ahead of you. Anyways, new deal with Adidas, at least 10 mil annually.
Wait,
more richer.
What? Seriously?
Contract extension with Adidas worth at least 10 mil annually.
Let me ask you this. Does Under Armour have a presence in the NBA at all?
Steph Curry is Under Armour.
Yeah. Is he?
That's about it.
Why?
Don't know. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows.
So, you know how I feel about certain brands.
Yeah.
I'm an Under Armour fan.
You sure are. You got Steph.
You know why I like Under Armour, right?
Tell me.
They supplied the military with a lot of stuff. When Iraq happened and we had boys from frickin' Wisconsin in the desert, they were like, God, it's hot. And so Under Armour was like, we're going to keep you guys cool. And at the same time, they're like, wow, guys from Wisconsin that are playing football at the University of Miami could probably benefit from similar fabrics. So they made it sports. Kind of like the purple mattress.
You have Steph Curry and Joel Embiid on Under Armour. And then a couple others that Bones Highland, Patty Mills, Seth Curry, Will Barton, all the former Nuggets.
What kind of shoes do you wear, Doc?
Damian Lee.
Like tennis shoes?
What did you wear here?
I got flip-flops on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Reefs?
It's not Sperry's.
Topsiders?
Yeah.
Doc.
Fuck off.
So what's you guys' vote, by the way? Because just so you know, I'm not going to be a stereotypical homeowner. Okay. The next purchase will be a houseboat or a motorhome.
Yeah,
it's going to be the mobile studio.
I would expect nothing
and
less.
You guys are going to have to come find me at whatever lake I'm at that Sunday.
And you tell us in code, but it's not code. It's drunk text.
No, it's coordinates to the public access. And then you have to find what lot I rented on the lake. by accessing the lake in a John boat. I will provide a John boat with paddles at every lake.
Can't wait.
It's got to be fucking paddles, man.
I ain't going to give you a fucking trolling motor.
Come on.
You guys might be hammered.
So paddles.
By the way, you know I flex sealed the shit out of a boat? I actually...
Fuck sealed? You fuck sealed it?
No. Wait a minute. There's no way YouTube closed captioning is going to say F-sealed when I clearly pronounced flex sealed as clear as day. Okay. Anyway, but we had a boat that leaked, right? And my dad's like, what do we do with this thing? I'm like,
you fuck
we saw this boat in half. And then we flex seal it back together.
We saw this boat in half.
So it only costs like $85 in flex seal.
That's not bad. That's not half bad.
No.
What about the fuck seal? Probably a lot more.
She's leaking again.
None given.
Okay, great. Here's that quote, Sody. Anthony Edwards on how he fits in with USA basketball Olympic team. Quote, I'm still the number one option. Y'all might look at it differently. They've got to fit in. They've got to fit in around me. That's how I feel. What? Sorry. I was meant to be
no,
this.
No, I was about to do the same thing. Don't worry.
Meant to be this.
Ow.
There it is.
Ow.
So hell who yeah. had a bigger Kahuna moment when Anthony Edwards say I'm the number one option or on Family Feud, Stefan Diggs, they said most common answer, leave it, and he said in.
Yeah, no, that was great. Yep.
This is the closest we've got. That was. You know what my favorite part of that whole thing was? When he looked at everyone laughing and said, what? I guess common ground.
Love Diggs.
That's common.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I don't love? What's Houston going to do this year? They're going to be a problem.
Be pretty good. It's fine. They're AFC. We won't see them until the Super Bowl.
Don't we play them this year? Maybe. Pretty sure they come to Minneapolis.
Yeah, they might.
No, 100%.
Kawhi Leonard is withdrawing from Team USA for knee issues. Clippers are cooked. Kawhi's cooked, unfortunately. When he's healthy, he's not healthy, but he's the greatest.
Let's talk about him when they're playing again.
Well, he was going to be playing Team USA, but he was
not.
Yep. Taking his spot is Derek White, which I think is a great filler.
D. White?
Yep, D. White.
I bought pot from that kid in high school.
Nice. Didn't we all?
So, yeah, you did, definitely.
So,
I'm hey, serious.
Good Sorry. Replacement. I think that means a little more playing time for Ant.
I think he's a real estate agent now, so we're good. You might want
to Doc, I had this thought. You came to mind. So, I think there's usually a couple instances every year of an NBA team holding one of their players back from the Olympics, right? I feel like that'd be you as a GM. Am I wrong?
So you don't have to pay him more.
Am I wrong? No, it's so you don't risk injury, and they can play for you next year because they're under contract with you.
Absolutely.
You're that GM, right?
I am.
Wait, do you think you're Anthony Edwards?
What?
Never mind.
You follow? Are you following?
I'm kind of.
Okay.
Depends so on what you say next.
So there was some back and forth. Andrew Wiggins was going to be on Team Canada, but Golden State was holding. Said no.
Because he's too good?
Zach Edey, just drafted by Memphis, said no to Team Canada. Said it was his choice, but you wonder. That's definitely you, right, Doc?
For sure.
Yeah, you say you're not playing in the Olympics.
That's why I'm mad Anthony Edwards is playing.
I think
it's going to make
NBA
him better, though.
Team owners.
I'm glad he's playing. I don't want him playing every time. Maybe, I don't know. It's every 4 years. It's the Olympics. It's great. It's a hell of an opportunity, right?
I will tell you right now.
He could play in 4 years.
Okay.
The notoriety and the publicity you would get as a young player, especially if you're young, to be in the Olympics, which everyone's going to be watching at every bar, every restaurant, every freaking place, every airport, the Olympics will be on. If they're not going and they were offered, it ain't their choice. I promise you that.
Probably right.
Right.
So no, yeah, he should. What win. I'd like to know is what compensation is getting swept under the rug when, like, don't play the Olympics. And like, why? That's going to be super good for my brand. Like, here's $2 million. Okay, yeah, I ain't going to the Olympics.
I guaranteed. There's got to be.
Wait a minute, guys. I'm going to do the X Games.
Stop. What do you mean?
Stop me.
No, you can do that, buddy. Stop.
I'm going to do a mega ramp on a tricycle.
You do on the trike?
Wearing a second office hoodie. What do you guys think? Terrible, right?
Take the GoPro.
Terrible idea.
Just wear the GoPro.
Chin mount?
Exactly. Caitlin Clark becomes the first WNBA rookie ever to put up a triple-double.
Is she going to the Olympics?
No, she's not.
Why not?
That's a good question.
She wasn't invited.
It's a very good question. Why not? You got to wonder.
What committee decided on that?
Because the committee is not worried about ratings.
Well,
they're worried about putting the best team together to represent the United States of America.
Who can hit a farther three than her in the WNBA?
Exactly. Nobody.
Who was the committee that decided Kayla Clark couldn't be part of the WNBA team in the Olympics? Google that. Also, Google this one. Ready?
Hit me. What you got?
Michael Fanoni. M-I-C-H-A-E-L F-A-N-O-N-E. I know nothing about this guy.
Is this a little tease?
I don't know. What comes up? This guy was part of like
jail. Former police officer who defended the Capitol on January 6th.
But he's in a lot of places with a lot of weird people all the time.
You're going to talk about this on Unabashed Belligerence,
huh? He's hanging out with Clinton's. He's in Kamala Harris's freaking studio. And he's a police officer that defended the... It's weird.
Everyone, thank you for being here if you've made it this far.
Oh, by the way.
As always, like, subscribe.
Share.
Follow, share. Check out the shop, secondoffice.org. Get a shirt like this. No, this is Pat Thick.
Or
it's
this.
Great. Or that. That too.
I was super chilly when I got down in this cold, cold basement.
Bunch of sweet ass merch.
Boeing says we're sorry too, by the way.
Love you.